Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording on May 1st at 9:05 Irish Summer Time today. Has been really quite a quiet day because much of Asia and Europe was closed for the May Day holiday. But the European market that was open, the main market at least, was the FTSE. That finished down on the day down 29 points. That's 0.46 of 1%. The FTSE is starting to look. I'm just pulling the chart up. It has that rounding around characteristic that we've seen in quite a few of the stock markets. It closed off the lows today. The low was just under 6,400, and it closed at 6,419, 6,419. So it really does need to push above 6,500, sustain a move above there to reassert the uptrend. This really looks more like a consolidation close to the prior highs at the present. If it were to break down out of this consolidation, then it probably isn't going to do it alone, and it would be a signal that we've reached a high of at least near-term significance. But at the moment, a lot of these markets are consolidating. They have this rounding around characteristic, which is a little bit worrying because that would point towards them moving a little bit lower. But we have seen a number of markets move above their 200-day moving averages, so some of them are quite overextended. The FTSE certainly isn't one of those, but we need to see some further bullish activity to reassert these uptrends, and this is an ongoing consolidation. Looking at the US, well, the Dow Jones is currently up 73 points, the S&P 500 is up nearly 4, and the Nasdaq is up 6.5. So, relatively good performance here. And there were a couple of factors behind that. The first was that manufacturing has picked up, the housing slump is persisting. So manufacturing is good news. The housing slump is probably an on well, it's an ongoing story. It's hardly a surprise, but I think the main reason here was that oil has fallen over a dollar. I'm just pulling up the continuation chart here for oil, and it's currently at 64.40, so it's down 131, and that right now, that means that we are seeing oil continue to consolidate here. It's been pretty much going sideways for the entire month of April, and starting off in May, it's down a bit here. So this is in a gradual uptrend. There isn't an awful lot of selling pressure on in the oil complex or the energy complex at all. The gasoline contract continues to do really quite well. This was a contract change today, so if you look at the continuation charts in the chart library, you'll see a bit of a gap there. There's a gap downwards. That means that there's quite a large backwardation, which means that there's near-term demand for the commodity. It was down. It was a little bit softer in here today. It closed the day at 224.47, so down a little bit, but still a very strong uptrend, and it really accelerated into the end of April. So if we see a little bit of a consolidation in the gasoline contract, that's not going to be too surprising, but generally quite strong overall. Looking at some of the other commodities, of course, all the commodity markets were open today. Copper had really quite a good day. I used it as one of the interesting charts today. It's up seven, closed up 7:40 at 361.55, and that's really quite positive action. It has been softer and gradually coming off over the last week, but today has been a bit of a reassertion. Of course, it needs to move to a new high for this uptrend to really tell us that the bulls have gained the upper hand, but today was really quite positive action. Nickel was up 800 points at 48,600. Zinc was up 104. And I'm just pulling up our main sheet for the industrial metals. Tin was up 250 at 14,000, and aluminium was and lead were down on the day, but just marginally. So really quite a good day for the industrial metals. Zinc in particular up there, and that has been in a rounding around, contrary to those equity markets, which mean rounding around at the top. This has been rounding around at the bottom, and it does look like it's starting to move upwards once more. So we have strength feed starting to feed through once again in those industrial metals. That Natixis report I posted today is really well worth a read. It's got a lot of fundamental information about the supply and demand sides of the industrial metals in particular, and I would commend it to anyone who is interested in that sector. Now, looking at the precious metals, These have continued to be weak in here. They are start they're I guess they're backing off from the highs that we saw earlier on in the year, but they are coming off quite a bit slower than they normally do. Usually when you see a high hit in something like silver, it comes off really very rapidly, and it's at 1337 right now, and that's only 60 points off of where the highs were. So it's coming down slower. We can say the same thing for platinum and gold and palladium. But it's for the bulls to prove here. We do need an upper dynamic, and we haven't had that quite yet. But I'm still holding out hope because these things are coming down just that bit slower than is normal for them. Some of the soft commodities. Corn had a good day today. It was really quite slow to start off in the early hours this morning, but it closed up 10 at 377.5. So that's good positive action there. Soybeans up 12 and three quarters. So again, that's a good move there on those soft commodities, and they definitely needed it. Wheat actually closed up 5.5, and there is a long tail on that candle. I'm just looking at the July contract here. It's at 501, so it's up 5.5, but long tail on that candle, which means that it traded down intraday. I'm actually going to pull up the intraday chart just to see how long it traded down there. Not very long at all, and it was quite quick to rally from below that 485 level. So that's really quite positive action, and that's probably a low of near-term significance, at least for wheat. What we have seen over the last couple of days is some selling pressure in the wheat market. That's a good close there today. If it holds above today's low, that's positive. Corn has been going sideways. It really is for the bulls to prove here, and it needs to break up out of this consolidation. I'm going to maintain my long provided it holds above 350, and I have a stop in to take me out if it falls below that. That's probably not out of the question, and given how volatile this is, I wouldn't be surprised to get stopped out and for it to rally then, but I am unwilling to take too many risks in the soft commodities right now. The bond markets have been quite quiet here today. The treasuries closed up just 1 point at 111.25. They had been as low as 111.12 and as high as 112.01. So trading quite a lot, but I think it's really on the bull side at the moment. We've had good moves in just about all of the bond contracts, and while they haven't broken out of these little consolidations, it does look like they are going to move higher over at least the short term. But over the longer term, this is a bear market, and any rallies I think are probably good shorting opportunities. And that's Well, let's have a look here at the currency markets. The pound had been relatively strong in here this morning. It got up to $2.74 ticks, but it's currently sitting at 199.90. Sorry, 199.90, excuse me. So down 5 ticks on the day. And the euro had been as high as 136, or sorry, $1.3674, but it's at 136.10 right now, down 37 ticks. So little bit of dollar strength here. We are at an important level for the dollar, particularly when you look at that dollar index. It's look at that monthly chart. It's rallied a number of times from around this 80 level. So it's probably not a great idea to be very, very bearish of the dollar down here because it's probably due a bit of a bounce. But given the fact that sentiment has turned towards interest rate cuts, and it does look like you're going to see further interest rate rises, for example, in the Eurozone, that narrowing interest rate differential, and interest rate differentials are the only hard fundamental in currency markets, is certainly not in favor of the dollar. And it has been the interest rate differentials that have supported it over the last couple of years. So that tightening interest rate differential is not going to be bullish for the dollar over the medium term. But at the moment, it is steadying up a little bit in here. If we saw a little rally, it wouldn't be too surprising, but there are a number of problems with the dollar, and there is a reason that it's this low, that just people just do not want to own it. And that's pretty much it for me, but thank you very much for your time and have a very good evening. The weather here is fantastic. I just saw a news headline flash past that it's been the warmest and driest summer or sorry, the summer, April in Ireland in over a century. I hope that the audio sounds a bit better tonight. My IT people and I have been working for hours, and literally hours, trying to get this sorted out. We thought we'd fixed it last week, but when he made the changes, he didn't save his work, so we had to try and figure the whole thing out again this morning. But hopefully it is sounding a little bit better tonight. But again, thank you very much for your time.